Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. Hey, IAs, and welcome back to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by IAPath. I'm your host, Chris Stanley, and today I want to talk to you about the 1-2 punch. Now, this is one of the secrets to sustainability as an independent adjuster. For many people, when they're getting started, they struggle to think through, how am I going to make enough money in this industry if I don't hit a home run? So, a lot of people hear about our industry, they hear someone makes $300,000 in like 3 months, and they're like, okay, I could make a transition if I hit that grand slam or home run in my career. But if they don't hit that grand slam and home run in their career, which not many people do in relationship to the percentage of people who are interested in this industry, how do you practically have a game plan to make yourself sustainable, to transition from one career to another? And this topic was spurred by a graduate of ours who has just recently completed level one, and he's kind of frustrated because he's trying to figure out how to make this song and dance work, how to transition from the career he was in to this new career. And he's like, I don't know how to make the numbers work. I can't quite figure it out. And it feels like I might go backwards if I make this transition. And the reality is, he's right. He might go backwards. And so there's kind of some simple truths and some tactics that we can talk about today that allow you to be sustainable as an independent adjuster or an auto damage appraiser. But the first thing I want to start off with is, you got to realize that no career that you ever transition into do you start at the top. I don't care if you're a famous actor. My guess is you weren't always famous, and you probably started at the bottom as an extra or a side character, right? Being an independent is no different. You're coming in, you have to what? You have to earn your reputation. You have to earn the trust of people. You have to get good at your job. Like, the thought that like you could step into an industry and then suddenly magically be good and trusted and everyone just throw money at you is not a reality. That doesn't happen. So it takes some time when you're coming into any career, not just independent adjusting, but it especially independent adjusting, that you have to build that reputation. You have to get good at your job, and you have to begin to understand the nuances and the opportunities that are available to you. Because a lot of times you just don't even know what opportunities you have. You're not aware of what's going to be a good fit for you in your life. And you might hear me talk about auto damage claims, and you have like this really small picture of what you imagine it looks like, because you can't even fathom all the opportunities that there are on this side of the industry. You might hear Matt Allen talk about cat property claims, but you really can't envision how that fits into your life because you don't understand the nuances of property the way Matt Allen does, or Calvin over at MoCat does. And so you're trying to come into something new, but you don't have all the experiences and the nuances understood the way that other mentors, veterans, and companies do. So I just want to give you some encouragement today in this sense that, like, no, you're not going to start at the top, but understand that there are paths to sustainability. And you got to talk to veterans, you got to talk to mentors, you got to talk to the companies and be like, how can I make this work? Because the reality is, the companies want this to work for you. They need good people. The mentors want this to work for you. The other veterans need this to work for you, because if there's not enough of us, guess what? The industry eventually dies. So there are paths to sustainability, which I'm going to get to here in a minute. But just realize you're not going to start there. Okay, so you might do good enough to survive, but it might not be sustainable at that level forever. And you got to work your way through building your reputation, getting good at your job, and understanding the nuances and opportunities that are available to you. So that all takes time. So the second thing I want to talk about is where you start is not where you stay. So if you hear me talk about, well, how much do you make for auto claims, Chris? And I answer the question, well, basically $60 a claim. That's what you can expect starting out. And some people are like, I can't make a living off that. There's no way I'll get enough claims for that. And even if I did, gas is too expensive or whatever. Fill in the blank of why that's not going to work. But the thing is, that's not where you're going to stay. That's where you start. You know, when you started working in your career, whatever it was, you probably started making more money as time went on. As you got better at your job, you closed more deals. If you're getting paid an hourly wage, you tend to get a raise as you move on. You might have started at 12 bucks an hour, but at the end, you were like at 22 or whatever it is, right? Where you start is not where you stay. So your price does go up. And we recommend at iPath that about every 6 months, you raise your rates. And so your price does go up over time as you get experience, as you get more certifications, as you get more experience and you're more valuable to the industry, your value does go up. So don't hear the pricing and go, oh, well, that's where I stay and that's what I'm going to always make. No. Well, that's one, your price goes up. But two, where you start in terms of companies is also not where you're going to stay. Your price is going to go up, but also your companies that you start with may not be the only companies you work with. Yes, there are some people like Matt Allen who mainly worked for one company for over a decade. That's not always the case, especially in the daily auto claims world. You're going to work for a lot of these companies for a long time, but you're not going to work for just one company the entire time. And a lot of times you let certain companies go away. You stop being a vendor for them because it just doesn't make sense financially for you anymore, or their model doesn't work with you, or they don't have enough claims in your area to make it worthwhile, or they would need you in a different area that you're not willing to cover anymore. And you let those companies go and you find other companies that are better suited to you, your career, and what you're trying to do. So where you start is not where you stay with your price or with your companies. Also, the other thing that changes and where you start is not where you stay is how long it takes you to complete a claim. So a lot of times people will be like, well, Chris, okay, I make $60 a claim. It took me 2 hours to do my first claim. Well, yeah, but that's your first claim. You know, as you get faster, Brad Fancher, Chanel, Eric Greiner, they're going to do claims a whole lot faster than you are when you first start out. When I got done, I was doing, you know, inspection and key in about 30-ish minutes probably. And then maybe if it was a total loss, a little bit longer, but it's well under an hour, right? Well under an hour. So if you take drive time out, because that's very subjective and whatever, you can plan on, when I get competent, I'll be doing it in an hour or less. And that's what you should expect. But how long it takes you to do a claim now is not how long it's going to take you to do a claim in a year. So as you progress in this industry, as you progress in doing your claims, you should be getting faster. You should be learning tricks. You should be getting better organized, getting more efficient, and having better workflow. And so all of these things, your price, your companies, and how fast you are is not where you're going to stay. Where it is where you start is not where you're going to stay. So understand you're going to be more profitable as time goes on for all these different reasons. The last big point I want to make is really give you the tactics. Okay, Chris, you talked about the 1-2 punches. You talked about how to be sustainable. Well, what does that practically look like? Well, for me, I have seen very few people, I mean, very few people just do one thing and make a living. That does not happen very often. Typically, you have to do more than one thing to make a living, and it helps you be sustainable. Now, you might think of this as being diverse, you know, having a varied portfolio, right? You're not all your eggs in one basket. So in terms of claim types, here are some of the common combinations that I've seen work very well for people in terms of daily auto, because that's what we help people get started in. So it makes sense that we tell you how daily auto can kind of be a 1-2 punch for you. It's just one of the punches. It's not the only punch. It is how you break into an industry. It's not necessarily the only thing you stay with. So the 1-2 punch that I've seen work the most consistently for people who want to stick around their hometown, who don't want to travel outside to a catastrophe to Dallas or Denver or whatever, is daily auto and heavy equipment. So daily auto claims, you're making $60-ish a claim starting out, right? If you move to heavy equipment, which you can do within like 3 months of starting daily auto claims, you can get comfortable enough with them to then move into heavy equipment, take our certification, our level 3 certification, and be able to do heavy equipment claims. And those pay $200 to $500 a claim, depending on how long it takes you and how big the claim is. That's very different money than $60 a claim with auto, but auto is the consistent piece. And the companies who handle auto claims are also the ones who have the heavy equipment claims. So by servicing their daily auto needs, they have built up that know, like, and trust with you to then give you the heavy equipment claims. So that is a powerful 1-2 punch. I do, 20 auto claims a week, but then I get those 4 heavy equipment claims, and those 20 auto claims on average at $60. Okay, that makes me $1,200. Not terrible, but it's not hitting a home run. But then these 4 heavy equipment claims, I get paid $300 each on. That's another $1,200. I'm now at $2,400 for the week. That's a very different scenario financially, and it helps offset the expenses that you're having to go get those daily auto claims if you have those heavy equipment claims. That is a powerful 1-2 punch. You're able to go to an area to service the auto claims and hopefully have a heavy equipment claim nearby that's helping you absorb some of that cost and make every claim on average more profitable. Okay, that's the first 1-2 punch. The second 1-2 punch is what I used to do before I got into heavy equipment more, which is you do daily auto. So I'm working daily auto claims consistently. And then during the hail season, I would transition to focusing on catastrophic hail deployments. So hail deployments, you're making 500-ish a day, but you can also work for the same companies you're already working for doing daily auto claims, deploying for them, basically, to get a bulk number of claims in an area. Now, all of a sudden, you go to an area, they hand you 50 claims, and you're able to knock them out in, let's say, a week. Well, you just made 50 times $60. You just made $3,000 in a week. And then you're able to go back and do your daily claims. Or if you're doing a catastrophic drive-in, you make it $500 a day. And sometimes you can make more than that. And you're working 7 days a week. That's $3,500 a week. You got to calculate expenses and hotel and all that. But that is a way you can make really good income. In addition, in a short season, hail from like March, April to about August, and you can make a good chunk of income that way and then do daily auto claims the rest of the year to help smooth out those valleys, hills and valleys. So that is a powerful 1-2 punch where you have daily auto most of the year and then catastrophic hail during the hail season. And it also makes you just a really fast appraiser in general. If you do hail, you'll get really efficient at what you do. So that's the second 1-2 punch. You got daily auto and heavy equipment. Then you got daily auto and cat auto or hail to be able to deploy for. The other 1-2 punch when you're working daily auto that I've seen work for some people is where they transition into property claims. Now, we've done some interviews with Chad Burnett. He has proven this out. And that was always the theory at IAPath was like, hey, in theory, you could start with daily auto claims and then transition into property claims. And now we don't train you on how to do property claims at IAPath, but Chad went and he learned from MoCat. And I've known other people who went and learned from Matt Allen. And then they do both daily auto and daily property. And so they're able to offset how much they're making by having consistency of daily auto and then the bigger hits of property claims that help raise their average amount up, that smooth out those hills and valleys. And then if you add in a third punch of heavy equipment, you could really have a good consistent income that is not reliant on one specific thing. And that should be spread out, just a side note, across a lot of different companies. So you're not just working for one company doing daily auto, daily property, and heavy equipment. You're not only diverse in the types of claims you're doing, but you're diverse in the companies you're working for. And that can help make you more sustainable as an independent adjuster or an appraiser because you are not relying on one company. You guys have probably heard the story before on the podcast if you've listened to any in the past. But basically, I lost everything twice. And that was because the companies I was working for went down as an IA. I was working for 3 companies one time and just 1 the second time. And that was a catastrophic company. So I put all too many eggs in one basket, or in three baskets in this case, and they all failed within a 30, 60 day period. And my career took a tank. The catastrophic company went out of business overnight. And so if you listen to the recent podcast, you kind of got more details behind that story, but we don't want that for you. So that's a way you can be more sustainable, is diversify where your claims are coming from and diversify the types of claims you're doing. So in quick recap, number one, if you're frustrated trying to figure out how to transition and enter this industry and it just, you can't make the numbers make sense, but you want to do this job and it's not just about numbers and dollars and it's not just about money, then consider these things, because you're not going to make probably more money always than you did at your last job, because your last job, you probably have more experience, more seniority or whatever. And so there might be a rough transition here for you, but these are the things to keep in mind. One, no career do you start at the top. This shouldn't be a surprise to you. You got to earn a reputation. You got to get good at your job. You got to learn the nuances and opportunities that are available to you over time. Number two, where you start is not where you stay. So your price is going to change. It's going to go up. The cost, the value you bring, the fees you demand and ask for, the companies you work for are going to change, because some companies are not going to accept you right away until you get more experience. And then you all of a sudden start making more money because you're working for new companies. And the time to complete a claim is not going to be what it is at the beginning. And lastly, number three, some practical 1-2 punches if you're in daily auto claims is daily auto and heavy equipment, daily auto and catastrophic hail, and then daily auto and daily property. And you can throw in heavy equipment for a 1-2-3 punch that really knock it out of the park. So I hope that gives you some encouragement today and maybe just some different opinion or perspective. Because if you're coming into this thinking, I'm just going to do daily claims and I'm going to just make six figures right out of the gate, it's very unlikely. Yes, it's happened with a handful of people. I've seen it over the years. I've mentored a lot of people. That isn't always how it happens. That is typically not how it works. You have to get into a 1-2 punch to make yourself sustainable in this industry across the long term. Otherwise, you're going to burn out, either because you just aren't making enough money or because you're working so many auto claims to make the income you need that you get frustrated, you get tired, and you're not ever able to take a vacation. So you need these 1-2 punches to make sure that you can be sustainable in this industry. Hope that helps you guys. If you have any questions, if you want to reach out, you can email Chris@iPath or help@iPath. And if you want to give us a phone call, talk about where you're at in your career, if you need help, mentorship advice, give us a call at 844-4iPath. That's 844-4iPath. And, until next time, keep walking your path and claiming your life. Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2-5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.